I try to say in English for you, but Christina is ready to help me because I know it's difficult. But my name is Yana. I'm married to Rafael. I think he's the best husband ever. Sorry. But I have two kids, one six-year-old boy named Victor, and a 4-year-old girl named Aurora. Aurora, para nós. And now I am living at Lisbon, just for a month. And it's been a huge adventure. And now I want to tell you a little of this story. And if you don't understand, please tell me. And I call Christina. Oh, yeah, I'm here in Portugal only for a month, but the plan is stay there for a year. And after that, I don't know. Only God knows. So I have so much to talk with you, but I make the story short. So everything began when Marcos e Roberta was here in Hereford in 2019, and they put seeds in our hearts to be here with you. And they always said to us how good it will be if we can be here and see this movement of God into the nations and into in between our hearts. So this seed grows, and then we were making new passports to be here. But the things were not like we thought. And then in March of 2020, at Brazil and the whole world, we have the pandemic. And then we think we just didn't come anymore. I know it's wrong, but it's how I can. And it was very difficult because we are very excited to be here, and we were making plans. So it was a difficult time to me and my husband. So the pandemic goes on, and then in February of this year, me and my husband and my whole family, we were on vacation, and then my husband called for two different friends, and they say the same thing to him, that it's time to go to Europe. And then it's difficult. I think Christina, it will be better. Please, Christina. Eu tô sofrendo.
So at the beginning of this year, so my husband had two phone calls from two different brothers in Christ, saying it's time to go to the nations, it's time to go to Europe. So we shared that with the leadership in our church and with some friends. And it kind of grew in such a spontaneous way. that when we saw the pastor now of Portugal, he already had a house for us. And 6 months after that, we were traveling to Portugal. So as well as all of that, there was a lot happening in my heart as part of that process. So when we started to talk about this move again, my heart was involved with other things in Brazil. So we were doing really good work in the church. We'd bought a new house, and it seemed that everything was very kind of getting organized for us to stay there. So I started asking God, why this? Why now? And he would say, do you still not trust me? I've never broken any promise. When it wasn't for you to go, you didn't go. And I'm here with you with the same love. And you're still not trusting in me. So I went deeper. So I was seeking in prayer and in the scriptures. And in Ecclesiastes 3, there's a verse. So it's Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. So I started to minister that to my own heart. I don't need to understand, but I need to trust. So that's what I did. So I was trusting in God step by step. So as time was going, God was showing me the kind of the lot for each day. So he would continue strengthening the conviction that his church is so much bigger than what my small mind can understand. So he showed me how much I loved and would miss my brothers and sisters of Sal da Terra. But through that showed me how much I would love my brothers and sisters in Portugal and in England as well, and anywhere where he wanted. So in all of this, God has given grace. So there's easy days and difficult days. So on hard days, I'm reminded that what is worth a lot also costs a lot.
So
And all these sacrifices, so leaving my family, leaving my church, my culture, they're all sacrifices that have a sweet aroma to God. Because it's for him, through him, and for him that we do all these things. So he's the reason of us being and existing and doing. So I can say that I'm very happy in everything that he has done and given us in our lives. So to finish off, I want to leave you with some verses to encourage all of you. So it was some verses that my sister Rachel used to encourage me. So 2 Corinthians 4, 16 to 18. Therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.